The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claimology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
For Jenna Barr, and we are dancing in the sunlight.
Yeah.
But we are so happy to be reunited. I'm here with my friend Matthew Vanderford of Claimology, and we're going to talk about all the good stuff in the world today.
Yes, moonlight, sunlight, dancing in the sunlight.
That's right, remix. I'm so happy to see you, Matthew.
Oh, likewise. It's so good to see your smiling face.
Well, I am excited to get a chance to catch up. You know, I was thinking about you yesterday in particular. We were talking a little bit with Terrence Gross. It does, you know, usually car accidents and dog bites and things like that. Mm-hmm. But in the wake of Hurricane Ida, we were talking a little bit about just reviewing your insurance policy. And the things we were talking about reminded me so much of our conversations and how much I have learned from you about just my rights and responsibilities as a homeowner or as a policy holder, and how to like get the most out of that, and how, you know, to build strong relationships and a good solid education and understanding, which I know Claimology is all about. And so I just want to first say thank you for making me a better homeowner.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy to do that. That's really, really cool. Thank you. That's really awesome.
Well, it makes a big difference in my day-to-day life. And I just also want to, you know, of course, give our listeners the opportunity to learn some of the things that I have learned from you directly. And so I'm glad this will be a podcast. You can catch it after the fact.
Cool.
But also just to catch up and hear how things have been in the world of Claimology and in the world of Matthew.
Oh, wow. Things are crazy. I mean, just all over. It's just been really, really busy, and it's really good to be back on. It's really good to see your face, and I'm so happy. That's why we do Pensacola Expert Panel, to help educate people, to bring them some information, to hopefully give them a little ray of light, a little hope, when they seem like hope is not there. So sometimes we go through the dark tunnels to get to the light, and just a little reference for everyone out there, the lights. He said, let there be light, right? So there was darkness first, right? So you got to look for hope.
That is such a great point. Huh. And goes back to something I was talking about much earlier this morning about scanning for the positive, focusing on the good things, finding something to be grateful for. And gosh, if you've wanted a challenge to, you know, it's so easy to just find the things that are going wrong or could be better or anything like that. Like, anybody can do that. I don't think that takes a lot of creativity these days to just look around, but to really truly find something to be grateful for and focus on that positive point, it really just does wonders for your brain and for your heart and for the people around you.
Absolutely.
And just your outlook. So that's that light, right?
Yeah, let's start with a moment of gratitude. We're going to bring it in. We're going to bring in the gratitude, and we're going to be grateful today on the air for everything that we have. Even if you feel like you don't have a lot, you still have something.
That's right.
You still have something, and you have the ability to make a choice. That's a huge thing. Be grateful that you have the ability to make a choice to do something different with yourself, and to even have a different perspective on how we're looking at life. Storms come, storms go, all sorts, hurricanes, physically, metaphorically. But if we can be grateful for what comes out of those situations, because in that there's rebuilding, there's community, there's friendship, it's tough, but life is tough. Life is tough, period, right? Like you said, we don't have to look around to see how tough life gets, right?
That's right.
But let's bring that gratitude in and be thankful, and it's going to go a long ways.
I love that. Yeah. I'm setting that up for the rest of the weekend.
Amen, right?
That's right. I'm bringing that attitude of gratitude all the way through. And thank you for a moment to do that. And so I can only imagine how busy, I mean, you're busy anyway, right? You serve a large geographic area. You're on the road. You're out. You're helping people. Mm-hmm. What has it been like lately?
Well, we've been over. We've been down to the Keys because of the hurricane that came earlier in the season. I am going to say very thankfully that, I mean, although we did have a huge hurricane just blow through this area, Ida just wrecked New Orleans. May those people be safe and well and recover. And everyone in Mississippi, we just want to send our good thoughts and well wishes and prayers and blessings to all those people for
Absolutely.
Recovery, because many people come here. We have a lot of people that come to this area that we're all part of this kind of this panhandle-ish Gulf community, you know?
That's right. Gulf Coast.
Yeah, the Gulf Coast. That's exactly right. That's where we're at. So things have been kind of all over. I'm grateful that it's not as active as it was before,
mm-hmm.
But we still need to be prepared and
yes.
keep our mindset
yes.
of being vigilant, because they've now pushed back hurricane season back into like late November now. Like
oh.
it's like, yeah, it's like, whoa, wait a second. Like it's getting longer. Interesting.
I missed that memo.
Yeah. So just be, I mean, we still have storms that roll through end of November. So that being said, we've been down to the Keys. We were always in serving the entire Florida area. That is our main focus. Again, our main focus here, our office at Claimology is based in Destin. We service pretty much from Pensacola to Tallahassee on daily business. We do go to Jacksonville, St. Augustine area quite frequently, Central Florida too as well. And then obviously down to the Keys. So a lot of always go. That's always a good trip to go to the Keys and look for it and to help people, because you get to, I mean, we love it here, but the Keys are really nice.
They are. Yeah. You know, actually, I was down there. We had a family vacation down to Marathon in July, whenever that was storm. Like, we were in the Airbnb making all the hurricane prep.
Wow.
Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We were very, very fortunate to, you know, we had a couple, like a day and a night of rain, and then mm-hmm. it kept moving. And
yeah.
We were just counting our lucky stars. Cause, like, we know what to do here in our own home, but down there, you're very exposed.
Oh,
you know, you're just on a rock.
You're in the middle. You're 40 in Marathon. I used to live in Marathon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
45 miles out in the middle of the ocean.
That's it.
It's pretty cool.
It's really very neat. It was a different perspective. Most of us are Floridians, so we're all kind of like, oh yeah, hurricane, and then we're like, this is different.
Yeah,
it's a different vibe.
Yeah, I mean, there's really just one road in.
That's it. And it was so backed up. That's when we were like, we didn't even really think about leaving because the traffic would have been so bad, which I know. So much of our, you know, our friends and colleagues in New Orleans and that surrounding area probably felt the same thing. They're
yeah.
like, well, the traffic is already so bad. There's no gas.
Yeah.
I'll just stay. I'll just ride it out. And
so, word of caution to everyone out there, just a word of advice. We like to, we want to stay with our property. We think it's the best thing. We think that if we stay, maybe some people think that way, but I see a lot of people that stay. Most people, there's a lot of reasons people don't want to leave. They can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
They're stuck to their home. There's a lot of emotional ties to why. There's a lot of reasons why people don't go. And I found myself, oddly enough, in 2018 when Hurricane Michael was coming, questioning whether or not to leave.
Mm.
And we were 50 miles away. I mean, the hurricane came right through Panama City. We were living in Destin. And at the time, I was like, no, I'm fine. We're going to be okay. It's not going to be a big. And all of a sudden, reason hit me. It said, wait a second. Can you really predict what's going to happen? And should you take caution? And I said, you know what? Yeah, let's go. So we left. We went to Crestview. We stayed up there. Thankfully, we did. But at the same time, no damage really happened in that in the crazy scheme. But at that time, look what happened to Hurricane Ida.
Mm-hmm.
We're from a Category 1 to a 4. You were sleeping. Listen, I just had a conversation with somebody the other day. It's like, yeah, Category 2, I think I might stay. I'm like, wait, what am I doing? Why would I even say that? Because, like, you blink and it's like a 4 and you're like, no, gotta go. Because the problem is you have no infrastructure.
Yes.
Power goes out, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have power. You can't have food. You can't have power. You can't have gas. You can't have gas. You can't travel. You can't clean up. You're not going to have air conditioning. Creature comforts out the door. Food's rotting. Houses are a mess. Get out.
Yeah.
Prepare and come back. Leave and then come back to assess.
Yes.
Stay safe. Leave and come back to be safe. So we're going to thankfully be here for everyone for this hurricane season. We're Claimology. You can look us up at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com, and you can reach us at 850-684-4794. And we welcome any comments here today on the radio, and we got a great number you can text in.
Yeah, absolutely. Call, text 437-1620 if you have a question. Matthew has answered many of my questions that I've just have randomly pop up. Well, what about this in my policy? And what about this for mitigation? And so if you're, you know, like we were saying, like, we are blessedly missed this time. And now is probably the perfect time to to reevaluate, like, what is the plan? What are the precautions we have in place, like you said, to prepare? Mm-hmm. Where are we going if we leave? Where are we headed? You know, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. What else are you seeing out there that you would say people right around this time and in this area really need to be paying attention to?
Make sure you get your flood policy if you don't have one. If you don't have one, you're going to have 30 days. You'll have a 30-day window. So right now, we're in September. We probably won't, I mean, if everything goes well, I mean, there won't be another system maybe brewing for at least another month. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
You have 30 days. So if you get policy now, it's not covered for 30 days. So you have a waiting period. So if you wait this long, go get it now. You have a 30-day window, but at least you'll be covered for the back end. And then for anything else that may happen for the next year, rainstorms. I mean, you're sitting on there in a street, and you get an overflow because the blockage, like the sewer city lines are backed up, or the street can't drain, or it rains so much and it comes in. It doesn't have to be a hurricane. Any type of groundwater, rising groundwater is considered flood. That is not covered under your policy. So if you have questions about flood, call us in. We can help you. Flood is really tough. It's unlike regular insurance in the sense that it's not regulated directly through the state, where it's actually, if you have an issue, you have to go through the federal government. So that's a whole different
ball of wax.
Yeah, that's the federal government, yeah. And that's the reason why. And you only have one year to file your claim to get into suit. You have 1 year to get everything done, or else you are out of luck.
Wow. So yes. that is the message right now. And I think a really important one is that we have flood zones, right? You can look up and see what zone are you in and are you at a risk or whatever. But it's not just about storm surge. Like you said, it's not just about hurricanes. It is about anything related to groundwater.
Anything. Yep.
So, and I would think, you know, especially if you have a house with a slab, you might want to be considering a little closer or what your policy looks like. Because it's through the federal government, is it a little bit more cookie cutter, I guess, for lack of a better word, a little more standard, like what your coverage is? Or do you have a lot of choices and options in flood coverage?
Very standard.
Okay.
And there's two different types. There's a write your own policy, but it's all backed by the government. So at the same time, that coverage is severely, severely narrow.
Mm.
It is meant to really maybe put a half a Band-Aid on your issue. Like,
oh.
That's all it's there for.
The sticky, painful half?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. That's a great enough. The sticky, painful half of flood insurance. Oh, my gosh.
You can take that one on the road.
I love that.
Here
I love
the Pensacola expert panel, you heard it first.
I love that. But, yeah, you get the sticky portion first because you figure what happens. Like, take, for example, your contents. You have all of your contents insured, but they're going to give you actual cash value for those contents.
Right.
Not replacement cost. You're going to get actual cash value. And what does that mean? So if you have a bed, like your room system and everything's, let's just say it's $2,000 or $3,000 for everything. They're going to give you pennies. If you've had it for 5, 10 years, nothing. You're going to get very minimal. So you want to make sure you catalog everything for the insurance company, especially for flood, because the more you prove, the more you can get.
Mm-hmm.
Period. The more you can document, the more you can receive. You're paying the premiums for it. Don't throw the money away. And that's the other half of insurance. We take the time to purchase insurance because we're quote unquote forced to, right? Which is a good thing, because at the end of the day, you want to protect your stuff. And not unless you're self-insured and you can take the risk, then by all means, go do it. But if not, insurance is a pretty cool system. But you also have to take the second step, which is to take care and prepare and catalog your things. So that's the thing that I see most people that have issues with insurance. Number one, they didn't document ahead of time. They didn't take enough photographs before the storm. They didn't take photographs after the storm. They threw their stuff out.
They just started cleaning up. Didn't take a moment.
Yeah. Didn't pause. You need to pause and reflect. And the biggest pause to reflect is beforehand. It's difficult to catalog everything that's wet. You're like, what is this? And you're just wanting to get rid of it all. It stinks in your house. But beforehand, when things are nice and pristine, you can go through your closet. You can go, oh, I've got 3 blouses. I've got 4 trousers. I've got this. I've got XYZ. Take a nice little picture. Put it on a spreadsheet. Make your documentation. Lay it out in your bed. I mean, it's very simple. People do it for when they give their stuff over. Put your stuff out, take a quick shot, put it away, and it's done. And then you don't have to do it again unless you make a major significant change in your home for your contents. You get a new TV, you get a new couch, whatever it is, entertainment system, put an addition on, make a photo. If you're doing repairs to the home, anything that you do, maintenance, if you keep maintenance records, if you have a lawn person come, if you have someone that, I mean, people might say, well, why is that important? Why would I want to keep a record of a lawn person coming? Well, because guess what? If you're gone for vacation for a week, right? That person that's there every week actually has eyes on your home. They can actually see if something's going on. You'd be surprised how many times a pest controller especially pest people. If you have like a termite person, they're really good eyes because number one, that helps prove and document number one, the condition of the home before and after. So it helps you if you have maintenance things that you're setting up, if you have warranties, keep those things together. And walk your property. Just take a look around. Oh, I didn't notice this. Oh, what is this? It doesn't mean you have to start going crazy and tearing your house open, but just take a look and just, again, pause for thought before event happens.
See, and I, again, I'm thinking like we've got a new couch coming and, you know, we're thinking about a TV for Christmas. So these things where it's very big and exciting, and I tend to save receipts. So I will say that, like, I've got a little bit of that documentation in my brain, but I might not have thought like as part of that process, like just make it a habit, right? Like build that into your regularly scheduled program so that you're not like, oh, you know, now I have to start all over again. Like, it's just updating from there. Like, invest that time on the front end.
Yes.
So then it's just, you know, maintaining as you go your database. So
that's awesome. Well inventory. Said. Yeah, we should all be students. You learn from me. I learned from you. Seriously. I mean, that's just, I mean, you think about it. I mean, you're saying the same thing. I mean, do the things ahead of time so it's easier on the back end. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely.
And so photos are good, right? Because that's what I'm thinking. That's the easiest thing. You just pull out your phone, take a quick photo.
Yeah.
And now it's time stamped, which is great.
Yep.
And you can do like the reverse Google search and all of that. Have you found that if someone does have a spreadsheet and maybe like what they paid for something, I guess that's what I'm thinking about for contents. It's like, how do you know, like, I know how much I paid for it, but how do I know how much it's worth, or to, you know, to make my case to the insurance company if the time comes to do that?
Well, that's what we come in. That's what Claimology comes in. So take, for example, you may have contents that you send us a sheet. Our team will go in there and actually do comps. What's it actually take to go to, and we'll pull out comps and send them these things out and we'll send them over and say, hey, this is what it actually takes to replace this thing, unless the insured already has it. Unless they say, hey, this is a custom piece, then we're going to have to get down to the negotiation fact of like, hey, what's it actually, like, you may have an Oriental rug, you know what I mean, that was flowing, that you got when you were deployed.
Yeah.
You know, that you can't get again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That might not be covered under your insurance. Under standard insurance, you may have to get a rider because I mean, people here, it's a huge military community. People come back, and I've been in some, I mean, people bring back some really cool stuff from overseas.
I bet.
Yeah, oh, it's
I
really neat.
It, yeah.
Yeah. That stuff you may need to get specially insured because that is might not be covered if it's as a value, if it's maybe a collectible or an antique or something very special. Talk to your agent about it. It's better to spend a couple extra bucks, and these riders are inexpensive. Spend a couple of bucks to insure the stuff that you get. I mean, that's important. I mean, and think about the costs of like what it would be to order one and to ship it in. That's a real cost.
Yeah.
That's not just the cost of, okay, I got this trinket, like this nice, beautiful table when I was over in India. You know what I mean? Or wherever, or Japan, or whatever it is. You can't get those. So what does it cost if it were to actually purchase that thing and have it shipped in? That's legitimate cost. Things you should think about.
Right. Like the real actual, if you were going to replace, because we've
yes.
talked before about your insurance does not necessarily, or well, your coverage may not bring you back to where you were.
Like pre-loss condition.
Pre-loss condition. But that, I mean, that's the idea, right? But it really very much depends on what's in that policy. So rider, I know rider from like theater term. Is that mean just like a list of like a specific list of things above and beyond
yes.
just the general coverage?
Yes.
Okay, I'm understanding.
Mm-hmm. They call them an endorsement or a rider. Yep.
Okay, so if you hear those words, those are words to tune into, especially if you have really cool, unique things that you want to make sure you can keep or replace around you. See, I love this. I love this. So much learning. I'm like, okay, I need a mental checklist. I'm even thinking about folks who, you know, those friends who are just really good at organizing. I have a girlfriend. I can't wait. We're getting a shed in a few weeks. And I've told her, I was like, I need your help. When the time comes to just set up the system, set up a flow, what goes where? I'm down with labels. I don't know if I'm going to stick to them, but she's just really, really good at it. And so I'm thinking about like this inventory process. I'm like, is this somebody's job? Like, can I hire someone? Like, if you're not good with a spreadsheet, could you get someone to come in and be like, let's make a list.
Fiverr.
Of all the things. Oh, okay.
Fiverr. I mean, think about it. I'm sure you could probably find somebody on Fiverr. You take a couple pictures of your stuff and say, hey, listen, I've got photographs here. Can you get an inventory of this? And you pay them a couple bucks. And you next thing you know, you're done. And you gave them a latte or whatever. You paid for somebody's lunch for the day and you're out and you're good.
I love that. Okay, so Fiverr. Now, I have not checked out Fiverr.
Yes.
What is that?
It's an app. It's a website. Fiverr. And I think there's a few other one. Fiverr, I guess.
That sounds right.
FIVR.
FIVR.
I think
okay.
it's FIVR. But you can do stuff for like, you can outsource anything. It's an outsourcing thing, and it's really cool. It's a collaboration. So I'm sure there's somebody wanting to make a buck.
Yeah.
We'll do that for you. That's got time on their hands.
And a passion for it, because that really probably is a skill, right, where you're like, I need to know very specifically detail orientation, and that's just not everybody's bag of chips.
Yeah.
So find the right person. Find the right person. Help you out.
You know what, too? You can also, there's content companies that will come in and do that. You'll have to pay a little more.
That makes sense.
Because you're going to actually have them come in and actually evaluate your contents. But there are companies out there that will come and do that for you. Absolutely.
So there are ways. So if you're listening and you're like, that's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
I am very busy. I know we all are. But there are other ways to get this done. So if even if it's not something you see yourself doing with your long weekend, still take steps.
How do we eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
So how are you going to document your stuff?
One spreadsheet row at a time.
One photograph at a time.
One photograph.
Do what you can do in your mental capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Don't overwhelm yourself. Because that holds a lot of people. That holds me back, getting overwhelmed. That's just the truth. You get overwhelmed, you get frozen, you get stuck, deer in headlights. Oh my God, where do I go? So take the time, something small. You're sitting there in your chair reading a book. Take a picture of like just what's around you and just, okay, I've got this in my room. I'm here. I'm not moving. And just start there. And next time you're in your bedroom, maybe sitting on your bed, see, I can't fall asleep. Oh, that's a great time, can't fall asleep. You know what I mean? One of those can't fall asleep moments.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That'll put you to bed. Oh, yeah. If you have trouble sleeping, become organized in a spreadsheet.
That's right. Don't count sheep. Jump into your spreadsheet and start inventorying.
And make progress because you're actually going to do something productive for yourself. Take that energy and do something productive that you know adds value instead of maybe going on Facebook and chatting, even though that has value.
Sure.
Facebook has value. Connecting with people has value. But hey, everything has balance, and sometimes we do have some extra time. Take that time. You know what I mean?
Might as well put it to good use.
Yeah.
And it really could, you know, we're kind of making light of it, but it could mean the difference between getting your home back to what you had, you know, built, worked really hard and spent your money to build your home environment around you. And it's just not guaranteed. That's, I think, out of our conversations over time, that's what I've just heard again and again. It's like, insurance is great. It is not a guarantee that you're just going to like control Z and everything's going to go back to the way it was before whatever the situation that occurred to, you know, that required you to bring in insurance. And Claimology is here to help.
Yes, we are here to help. And you can reach us at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com and 850-684-4794. And if you have any type of issues from Ida that just blew through, even if you have just think something might be going on with your house, more than likely it is. These types of systems, they might not rip off shingles all the way, but guess what? Uplift happens in homes. Negative pressure happens. And guess what? That negative pressure will flex your windows. It causes fogging. It causes issues with how doors are sealed. It can mess up your garage doors. And at the same time, you might not even notice cracking that's going on in your ceiling because it's now moved rafters. These things are all connected. The head bone's connected to the toe bone. You know, it's all
right.
One big string. So when something happens in a home, it's all affected. So if you want a free inspection, there's no cost to have us come out and look at your home and give you, we are, besides an attorney, we're the only legal entity that can give you accurate assessments of whether or not you have coverage under your policy. No one else can do that. A general contractor can't. A roofer can't. A mitigation company can't. Only through the state of Florida, public adjusters and attorneys are allowed to do that. So if you need help and you want sound advice of what's happening, we reference everything through attorneys too as well. We ask questions because every claim is a little different. We might have an anomaly that says, you know what, this is interesting. Let me see what case law is on this, to how the courts react, how the other insurances react to this, how we can help you. So come out and talk to us and give us a call.
I love it. Matthew, will you give us the number one more time?
850-684-4794.
That's it. So let Claimology help you. That's what they're here for. That's what they love. And it's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, we try.
Well, thank you so much, Matthew, for being here today.
Thanks, Ruthie.